He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Amen. One place the angel said that the thing that is born of, told Mary that the thing that is born of her would be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be preaching a little bit on the Son of God, perhaps in the next few services. Praise God. And Emmanuel, God with us. It is one of the most important messages in all of the Word of God. The message of the Son of God. No other religion has this. No other religion can boast it nor prove it. Amen. But we have it. The message of the Son of God. Hallelujah. I told you about riding down the road in the taxi in Jerusalem. The taxi driver asked him if he was a Christian, and he said with not too good an attitude, "I believe in God." Well, folks, that's good, but the devil does too. Amen. It's not enough. Amen. Brother Logan down in Texas has a Christian school, and they had an Indian family that wanted to send their children. They noticed, you know, the standards they had and the morals they had and the values they had, and they wanted to send their children to their Christian school. And they said, "We only accept..." They had certain standards, you know, Christians in our school. And they said, "Well, we'll accept Christ." And here's the way the Hindus believe, you know. They've got a million gods in India, and one more won't make that much difference. And so they accept Christ. Along with all the other gods, they accept Christ. They embrace him, but they do not believe that he is the only begotten Son of God. The Muslims are taking the world by storm today because they prey on the colored race and tell them how that they've been put down and held down, and how that the Muslims are the champions of the colored race. And so even in America, celebrities from Cassius Clay to Mike Tyson have embraced Islam. And led a whole group of young people, particularly blacks, down that road of no return that says Allah is the one God and Muhammad is his prophet and Jesus was a good man. Jesus actually lived. Jesus actually walked. Jesus did a lot of great things. Amen. But Jesus was merely a son of Abraham in the natural, and Jesus is not the Son of God. You can't be saved unless you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. I told you last night as I read that scripture to you, amen, in Luke 3:38, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Adam was the son of God by creation. Think of it. Think what Adam had. If Adam hadn't blew it, he'd have never died. If Adam hadn't blew it, he'd have never been sick. If Adam hadn't blew it, he'd have never had a broken heart. If Adam hadn't blew it, there'd have never been a divorce. There'd have never been a broken home. If Adam hadn't blew it, there'd have never been a hospital. There'd have never been a wheelchair. There'd have never been the need for an aspirin tablet. big time. Amen. And so, God's economy demands redemption. Blood for blood. Life for life. The only problem was that Adam, all his kids, all his descendants had the same problem. They were Adam's children. And thus they were root. You was root when you was born. You was born in sin. Amen. Why do you have such a hard time living for God now? Because you're a child of Adam. And there's corrupted blood flowing through your veins. Amen. Subject to temptation. Subject to lust. Subject to a barrage of other attacks from the enemy. Because you're in Adam's body. Amen. Therefore, we not only needed the Son of God, we needed a perfect Son of Man. Amen. With a body like yours. Amen. Because God couldn't die. And you can't kill God. And so God had to condescend. God had to come down. God had to be incarnate. Amen. And not only was Jesus the Son of God, He was made of a woman. Therefore, He was the Son of Man. Not only was Jesus the Son of God, He was David's seed. Therefore, He was the Son of Man. Amen. Mary gave Him His body on David's side. Praise God. And God gave Him His sonship. Praise God. Therefore, the Son of God became the Son of Man. Amen. What a miracle. What a marvel. This causes the angels to marvel. This causes the angels to desire to look into this marvelous thing called salvation. You see, the devil fell. And all of his followers and himself was also sons of God. They were there in the dawn of creation. Praise God, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. They were there. Praise God. Amen. They were sons of God. Amen. But they were each individual sons by creation. Amen. However, they were only spiritual beings and not earthly beings. Amen. And they were individuals. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Fallen angels cannot be redeemed. Amen. No redemption for them. That's another subject all on its own. Amen. And I better not wade out too deep. I might get over my head. In fact, I'm probably already over my head. Amen. But fallen angels can't be redeemed. Amen. And angels desire to look into this marvel of redemption. And here it's all spelled out. Praise God in John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was Jesus' own message to Nicodemus, preached in the dead of night. He goes on to say, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Here it is, spelled out in the golden text of the Bible. Praise God. The Bible proclaims it, and here in John 3:18, it's Jesus' own words about Himself. He says it Himself, preaching to Nicodemus, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's why the taxi driver in Jerusalem can't be saved unless he believes in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's why a billion Arabs can't be saved, amen, because they refuse to believe in the only begotten Son of God. That's why a billion Hindus can't be saved, because they'll embrace Christianity as just another religion, but never in a million years believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's why the Buddhists cannot be saved through all their proposed reincarnations, because they have not and will not believe upon the name of the only begotten Son of God. And they'll put out the Crusades, and they'll put out the martyrdom of the Catholics, and they'll put out all of the failures of professed Christendom and say, look what the Christians have done. Look at the wars they have fought. Amen. Yes, apostate Christianity is no better than any other religion. Amen. But if we're saved this morning, it'll be because we believed on the Son. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not, that's John 3:36. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. Listen to this. John 5:25. This is very important. No other religion can boast this. No other religion can preach this. No other religion, even though they will embrace among their millions of gods Christ, can have this except faith in the Son of God. Verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Hallelujah. I want you to know there's something in the blood of the Son of God. You know what it is. We sing it when we come to church. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's nothing like it in all the world. Praise God. Amen. Then we say, are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. There's something wonderful in His blood. Hallelujah. There's something wonderful in His Spirit. For the Bible said, he that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of His. There's something wonderful about that measure of the Holy Ghost that comes into our life and executes the wonderful operation of the new birth, quote, end quote, born of the Spirit, praise God. Amen. There's something wonderful in His Spirit. Hallelujah. There's something wonderful in His walk. There's something wonderful in the touch of His hands. There's something wonderful in His voice. Because He said, the dead shall hear the voice. Of the Son of God. Amen. I'll know it when I hear it. I'll know it when I hear it. When I stood in the back of the tent, 48 years ago. I didn't intend to get saved. I didn't intend to step out in front of my friends. Sister Hazel Jackson was given the altar call. The sawdust in the altar was spread out there. The aisle was sprinkled with sawdust. I was in the back of the tent, standing there by E.W. England watching. Amen. And I heard a voice, not with my ears. I heard a voice way down deep in my heart. And the voice said, "This is your night. It's now or never." Amen. I could not resist that voice. It didn't seem like my legs were walking. It seemed like my legs was made out of wood. I looked back once to see if my friends was watching, and I kept walking. Hallelujah. Why? I heard that unmistakable voice that sooner or later will speak to the heart of every man, and I got saved. And some morning bright and fair, no matter where I am in this dark world of sin, no matter how old, how down, how sick, or how dead, or how deep in the ground, I'm looking forward to the day when I hear that voice one more time. And I, that 14-year-old hillbilly boy that walked out of my death, walked out of my sins, walked out of my corruption into the grand glorious light of His wonderful salvation. Oh! 2 years later, amen, I heard Him whisper ever so gently, "Amen. Preach the gospel." Hallelujah. And I didn't intend to be a preacher. The day or two after I got saved, we got in Doyle Cathy's nice Chevrolet car, caught a ride to town in his streamlined 46 Chevrolet car. Maybe 47, I don't know. It rode so smooth. It rode so quiet. My mom pipes up out of the back seat and said, "You hear about Junior getting saved?" Doyle Cathy was older than me, but one of the young people in the community. It was his brother Floyd that I worked for in the hayfield, $1.50 a day. It was his dad and his brothers I worked for, throwing bundles into the thrashing machine, following the binder that cut them and bound them and shocking them. Amen. And then we came later and threw them on the wagon and threw them into the thrashing machine. Doyle Cathy had been there all those few years that we went to the singing schools. Amen. And they'd have a pie supper in the country and get up $40 to pay a singing teacher, $10 a night to have a 10-night singing school. And we'd learn, "Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do." And that's about as good as I learned it. I learned how to tell the key that the song was wrote in. Amen. But I never did learn to sing the notes. A singing teacher and his wife and some more, they learned to sing. No, no, so, no, 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 so, no, 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 no. They'd sing a whole song singing the notes and I never could. Amen. But I went to the singing schools because it's some place to go. Doyle Cathy knew that. Amen. And he heard that I got saved. And there on the Worth Road, amen, just a little ways from Highway 63, when Mama popped the great statement that Junior had got saved, he said, "He'll probably become a singing preacher." And I piped up out of the back seat and said, "No, I won't either." Because the last thing I ever wanted to be in this world was a preacher. Until 2 years later, I heard that gentle voice. It changed all my dreams. It changed my whole life. God, have mercy. It changed my whole outlook. My God, have mercy. Amen. Who could refuse such a voice as that? My Lord, my beginning was so pitiful. So pitiful. Had it not been for that voice, I couldn't have kept going and kept a trying. Amen. But that voice. And now, praise God, 46 years down the road, I'm waiting to hear it, Jerry, back one more time. Whether it be from the depths of the grave or whether it be on this side, Mike Barker, praise God. He said the dead shall hear his voice. Amen. We that are alive shall not prevent them which are asleep. Glory to God. But he said they'll be caught up. Amen. They'll rise first, and then we who are alive will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, by the sound of a trumpet, and by the voice of the archangel. Amen. And the sound of his voice says, come forth. What a day that will be. When my Jesus, I shall see, when I look upon his face, I have never seen him, but I heard him. The one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand, and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day. That will be. How about it today? Can you say with John 6:69, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus went by two names while he walked the earth. The Son of God and the Son of Man. He continually called himself by those names. I'm glad he did. Because God's Son became man, he could die to save men. He became the second man, the last man, Adam, and stood in the place of Adam and took Adam's sins and Adam's race upon himself and rose again victorious over death. So that you and I might have that chance. Stand with me this morning. Amen. The Son of God. Father, bless this message. Oh God, and whoever hears it, don't let nobody find their destiny in the flames of hell. Don't let nobody be lost. I pray, hears me preach today. I'm nothing, but he's everything. And he'll be everything to everybody here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever heard him speak? Well, he don't speak out loud most of the time. 99% of the time he don't speak out loud. Why should he? When he created your heart, and he can talk to your heart. He don't have to speak out loud. He speak to your heart. You know it. As they sing, let's pray. Little late. Later than I usually let you out. That's the way it goes sometimes. Come on.